happening today, organised by the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, a union representing 48,000 nurses in New South Wales public hospitals and the first of this scale in the New South Wales health sector. Since July of 2013, and the nurses' union, they're vowed to defy basically a last-minute order from the Industrial Relations Commission to call off the statewide strike today. It was late yesterday afternoon the Industrial Relations Commission ordered the union to immediately cease organising the strike and to refrain from taking any kind of industrial action for the next month. Well, with more on that, joining me now is the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association General Secretary, Brett Holmes, who's on the line. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
The strike definitely going ahead today?
Yes, it is. Our members have indicated very early on that this would be occurring. The government left it until after the weekend to have this matter heard. It must have been something about an election on the weekend. But the nurses and midwives have put up for 2 years with carrying an enormous burden on their workloads, being asked to work excessive amounts of overtime, to be short-staffed. The unfortunate thing is that that was the situation before COVID, and COVID has only made that worse. We fear that there will be far more people leaving the system, resigning from the healthcare without any hope of the future. So today is really calling upon the New South Wales Premier to give those nurses and midwives hope for the future that working in the public health system will be one where they can deliver safe levels of care to their patients, and there won't be an ongoing expectation of them working in an impossible situation where they know patients are at risk of dying and, in fact, do die as a result of not enough nurses or midwives in the system.
Well, what would be for you a successful outcome from this strike today, Brett?
We're calling upon the government to immediately agree to implement nurse-to-patient ratios and midwifery staffing ratios. We are calling upon the government to give a decent recognition in pay and certainly make up for the pay cut that was delivered to nurses and other public sector workers in 2020. And we want the government to recognise the work that they've undertaken during COVID, and if it continues on, to continue to recognise and encourage people to come to work during further outbreaks of COVID. We want the New South Wales government to reverse its intention to remove provisions in the Workers' Compensation Act that give the presumption that if you are infected with COVID, you've been infected at work.
Right. Now, just back to the nurse-patient ratios, I know our Premier Dominic Perrottet said, I think it was last week, that patient ratios being called for, and I believe they have been implemented in a number of other states, he said they aren't effective. He said, I'm quoting here, "The advice that I've received is that there are substantive challenges to that and it hasn't actually worked so well in other states." What's your response to that, Brett?
Well, I don't know which research that the Premier is working on, but he's not certainly working on research published in the Lancet Journal. There is multiple research from both here in Australia and overseas that proves not only do nurse-to-patient ratios improve patient outcomes, they save lives and they save money. So I don't know where the Premier is getting his information from, but he's certainly not well read on this issue.
And just in terms of money, what are you after? What sort of an increase are you after for nurses?
Well, in 2020, nurses and other public sector workers were taken from 2.5 to 0.3, which was only because the Industrial Commission thought that it couldn't give zero, which is what the government wanted. So we believe that at the very least, the next pay increase should be 4.7%. There's no doubt that we need to encourage more people to look at nursing and midwifery as a viable career. And you won't do that with poor staffing levels and poor pay.
19 to 7, daylight saving time. My guest, New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association General Secretary Brett Holmes, a general strike of New South Wales nurses taking place today. Look, I mean, as a lot of people have pointed out, it's not just nurses; it's all other frontline workers right across Australia that are looking for better pay and better conditions. What do you say to those that believe that now's not the right time to be taking strike action, Brett?
Well, the question for nurses and midwives is whenever is the right time. What nurses and midwives know is that as we come out of Omicron, the expectation on them will build to be able to recover all of the elective surgery that's been delayed. They know that they're facing an ever uphill battle and they want to face that, knowing that there's going to be improvements coming to the health system that will make it tolerable to work in it.
All right.
It's currently intolerable for far too many of our members. Far too many are leaving. We will have a health system that's denuded of enough nurses and midwives. We've already got a severe crisis in midwifery, and we need to fix that before our public health system gets to the point where it becomes not the gold standard that people expect,
right,
but one far less capable.
Look, the government have said in response to this strike action that there are more nurses and midwives in New South Wales public hospitals than at any other time in history. And since the start of the pandemic, apparently New South Wales Health has engaged in, well, and again I'm quoting, in forward planning with clinicians to ensure hospitals have capacity to care for COVID-19 patients and meet workforce surges if required. But you think that's rubbish?
Well, they have had to put on more people to cope with what has happened during COVID, so that they've had people in vaccination centres, in testing centres. The experience of our members inside the hospitals, the experience of our members in community health, is that they're constantly working short. They have massive vacancies on their rosters. Health facilities in regional New South Wales with hundreds of shifts not able to be filled. This is a system that is in dire straits, and the nurses and midwives who work in it need to know that the government will actually listen to them and will make real actions to improve our health system and make it worthwhile nurses and midwives staying in it.
And just finally and quickly, and you'll be recapping some of what you've already said, but just to wrap it all up, if you don't see these improvements, what do you think will happen in terms of your membership, Brett?
Well, unfortunately, we will see far too many experienced nurses and midwives decide to leave the system. We need to make sure that there is a health system where those nurses and midwives can go to work on their shifts and know that there's a legal requirement to have enough nurses on every shift to look after the patients that are in the hospitals. That should be at least a minimum, and they need to have that guarantee from government that every effort's going to be made to find those nurses and the midwives so that they can do their job properly.
Right. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Brett. Good to talk.
Thanks, Richard.
Brett Holmes, the General Secretary of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, that general strike for New South Wales nurses, I believe the first of this scale since July of 2013, will be taking place today.